Over 1,300 students, faculty members, and others have signed a petition asking for the state to stop its plan to consolidate the 12 public community colleges into one system. Connecticut Public Radio's David DeRoche reports.
They're calling themselves the Reluctant Warriors. Their mission?
We are here today because it's time to stop pursuing higher education reform through secretive, backroom political deals that consolidates power in the hands of a few and grows an already bloated system office.
Elle Vandermark is a professor at Asnumtuck Community College. She joined about two dozen others in Hartford to discuss their concerns with a plan to consolidate the community colleges under a single administrative structure.
We are here to respectfully ask Governor Lamont to stand up and step in.
She says that faculty concerns about the project have fallen on deaf ears. Several students also spoke out against the plan, which has been called Students First.
The consolidation does not put us first.
Romy Stewart is a student at Norwalk Community College.
A plan that threatens the individuality of programs like criminal justice and vet tech does not put us first.
One aspect of the plan would streamline curriculum so students would have the same offerings at each school. Supporters of the Students First plan say there's a lot of misinformation about what would happen. And something has to change, they say, because the state is in a budget crisis, and the costs of running a college continue to rise. Lee Appleby is a spokesman for the Connecticut State Colleges and Universities system.
We get it. Change can be difficult, but at this point in time, it's absolutely necessary that we move to a model that shares services across campuses.
The plan's expected to eventually save about $17 million a year, and about 120 positions would be cut, mostly from administration. Appleby says his office is committed to listening to faculty and using their input as the plan moves ahead. David DeRoche, Connecticut Public Radio.